WestCoastCryptos.com.
Breaking news.
This is breaking news from West Coast Cryptos. I'm Taylor F. Here's what's happening. Crypto layoffs are continuing into November. The industry faces not only an ongoing bear market marked by depressed digital asset prices, but also a tough macroeconomic environment where inflation and a series of U.S. interest rate hikes have intensified fears of a recession. Coinbase, which recently restructured its product team and laid off staff earlier this year, is one company worried that conditions might worsen. The company wrote in its third quarter shareholder letter, quote, "For 2023, we're preparing with a conservative bias and assuming that the current macroeconomic headwinds will persist and possibly intensify." Well, it looks that way, doesn't it? In other news, Alameda CEO is offering to buy Binance's FTT token holdings for $22 apiece. Binance's CEO, responding to a CoinDesk scoop about trading firm Alameda's research balance sheet, tweeted Sunday that he will sell the remaining FTT tokens held on his books that he took on as part of his exit from Alameda's sister company, FTX, last year. Binance CEO Changpeng CZ Zhao did not say how much FTT his firm will sell, but as part of the cryptocurrency exchange's exit from FTX equity last year, Binance received roughly $2.1 billion in the form of Binance's stablecoin, BUSD, and FTT. In his initial tweet, CZ said Binance's sale would be executed in a way that minimizes market impact and could take a few months to complete. $2.1 billion. Yeah, that's going to take some time. This has been breaking news from West Coast Cryptos. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.